Do you ever hear call it a heavy freeze or a freeze or just a frost?
I think here we call it a freeze when it freezes the ground or the water.
I see.
Forms ice. And if it's just the other, we call it frost.
Mm-hmm. That's a distinction I'd probably make too in Ohio. And you might look out and say, it was so cold last night that the lake
froze over.
And the room we're in now, you'd call the
parlor, I think, is what we would say.
Would you ever call it a sitting room?
Yes, I remember my folks used to call it the sitting room.
That would be an older form, then,
yes.
Perhaps. And any time you can think of an older way that you might have said it or might have heard other people say it in the past, I would appreciate if you tell me the older way as well as the new.
I see.
And
also,
and identify them, of course.
Yes. Also, living room, I think, is used a
that
lot
would be
in this area.
That would be a modern one, then, I suppose. A living room.
Well, I think at my home where I lived as a teenager, we had both a parlor and a living room. That's why
I think we chose to designate
which room it was.
So you might not be typical in the use of parlor.
No.
Uh-huh.
I think sitting room would be what they used a lot. Uh-huh. Front room, some too.
Uh-huh.
We had a lot of variety in this area around here, I think, in that way. I think different families called it different things, and when you visit your various uncles and grandfathers, you get in those different rooms.
Each house has its own set of names.
Yes.
I see. If you had a fireplace, you'd probably better have something to let the smoke go up, and you call that thing where the smoke goes up.
Flue? Oh, chimney. Is that what you want?
I was also interested in the other one, so I recorded it too. Would you just list some of the rooms in the house for me? That's an easy way to get this. Huh?
Kitchen.
Right.
Dining room, bedroom,
right.
Pantry.
And what is that, part of the kitchen or a separate room? Is that a separate
here
room?
It's separate. We have a little pantry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you remember any other word that might have been called a long time ago? Or you ever hear anybody else use a buttery for them?
No, never heard that. We used to have summer kitchens, though. I remember in my childhood they would live in the summer kitchen in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. And that's a separate room or separated from the house? Or
it was built on. Sometimes it was separate. I think sometimes it was built on, though, too, on one end.
I've heard both.
50-50 on that. Some were attached and others were just a short ways away from the house.
Okay. And above the second floor, sometimes there's a place you go up and store things up on the top. There is the what?
Attic.
And below this level would be the...
we used to call it cellar. More recently we all call it basement, but I recall
cellar.
It was cellar.
Mm-hmm. And now you'd say basement.
Yes.
That's the sort of thing I'm interested in, the older as well as the bed. Now, if you had, I guess you do have, right outside this door, you come into the house, you come into what do you call that area?
Well, we call it vestibule now, but it used to be a hall.
And you say that hall would be the older form, and vestibule the modern?
I think so.
All right, and as I came up to the... to the house, or as you come up to many houses, I've forgotten whether you have one or not, you walk up onto the, before you get into the house?
Porch.
Right. Now, do you have a fireplace?
No, we don't.
Maybe you know the terminology anyway. There's a tile space in front of the fireplace on the floor, which is referred to as the
hearth? Is that the hearth? That would be the word I think I would have heard.
Okay. And do you remember the name of the things that you put that are in the fireplace? You lay the logs across them. They're heavy metal.
Are those the andirons?